Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Tuesday, September 9th, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and on this episode of Inside the District, I will be covering some of the biggest headlines from September 5th through the 9th. Breaking news from Sunday, the revival of Cabaret will now close earlier than expected. The show's final performance is now scheduled for September 21st. It was announced back in June that it would shutter on October 19th. In addition, the show's current star, Billy Porter, has just been hospitalized with a serious case of sepsis. Producers said in a statement that he is expected to make a full recovery. Current understudies Marty Lauder and David Marino will alternate in the role of the MC through Cabaret's newly scheduled closing. At the time of its updated final performance, Cabaret will have played 18 previews and 592 regular performances at the August Wilson Theater. Ryan McCartan will depart Broadway's The Great Gatsby on November 9th. This concludes a 10-month run for the stage and screen star in the musical, having replaced original cast member Jeremy Jordan. McCartan's successor will be announced later. The Great Gatsby continues at the Broadway Theater, and tickets are now on sale through March 29th. Please allow him to reintroduce himself. David Harris is returning to the Broadway company of Moulin Rouge on September 30th as the Duke of Monroth. He originated the role for the show's first national tour and had previously joined the Broadway company last year. The Duke is currently being played by Taye Diggs, who departs on September 28th. Moulin Rouge continues at the Al Hirschfeld Theater. Beetlejuice has announced its Broadway cast for its return this fall. The principal company will feature most of the faces from its currently running national tour. Justin Collette will play the titular ghoul. Isabella Essler is Lydia Dietz. Will Burton is Adam Maitland. Megan McGinnis will play Barbara Maitland. Jenny Barber has been cast as Delia. Jesse Sharp is Charles. Vanessa Aurora Sierra will play Miss Argentina. Patrick Oliver Jones is Otho. Sharon Saya will play Maxine Dean in Juno, and Emilia Tagliani is the Girl Scout. Collette made his Broadway debut in School of Rock. Burton appeared in the 2019 revival of Kiss Me, Kate. McGinnis was last on Broadway in the 2006 revival of Les Miserables. Barber appeared in a 2019 revival of All My Sons. Sierra made her Broadway debut in A Beautiful Noise, and Saya was a replacement in Come From Away. Essler, Sharp, and Tagliani will be making their Broadway debuts in Beetlejuice. A 12-person ensemble rounds out the full cast. Beetlejuice starts back up October 8th and runs through January 3rd at the Palace Theater. And finally today, the latest Broadway grosses were just published for the week ending Sunday, September 7th. Fall is around the corner, schools are back in session, and grosses, unsurprisingly, took an enormous hit last week. Bucking the trend of precipitous drops nearly across the board, the revival of Art made $1,253,680 in its first full week on Broadway. Opening night is September 16th at the Music Box Theater. And fan favorite John Proctor is the Villain played its final performance on Sunday, making $1,054,847 in its last week at the booth. Elsewhere, Charlie D'Amelio concluded an 11-month stint in the ensemble of Anne Juliet. The musical grossed a paltry $582,566 at the Stephen Sondheim. Of the 27 running shows, just 11 of them hit seven figures and play to at least 90% capacity audiences. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.